Okay, this is Reading with Roxanne here at Bookstore One Sarasota, and I'm here with Andrea Ginsky, my fellow bookseller, and we are just laughing that James Brown is on. And we're going to talk about short chapters today, and I made a short joke, which, no offense to James Brown. I love James Brown. I actually saw him in person once. So anyway, so today we're going to talk about books with short chapters and ones that we've enjoyed. And you want to start, Andrea?
I can start.
Okay, cool.
You know, I was actually, I thought about this a little bit, just like a short chapter, because I wondered, sometimes I really like books with short chapters and sometimes I don't. Like, I didn't like All the Light You Cannot See because the chapters went back and forth too much between two people. Mm-hmm. But some books have to do with either a trial or they have journal entries or letters and they lend themselves to short chapters. So the first one I thought of was Goodbye Vitamin, which I actually read years ago, but I loved it. And it was my intro that I really understood that I really like poignant books, the ones that make you laugh and cry. Mm. And it's about a young woman who goes home to help her family whose father has early dementia. But what makes it short chapters is a lot of the book is written as her journal entries. Mm. And I just really empathized with her. There was a history of alcoholism. She's doing yoga. There's all kinds of things that made me, I just loved it. And I loved her journal entries and how that moved the book along at a really fast pace.
Yeah, what's neat about short chapters is the way you can organize it in so many different ways. The one that I'll start with is the oldest of the three. I'm going to talk about Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood. And I taught this to a senior class of high schoolers that were in a gifted program. And it was very haunting, obviously. And I think that book lends itself to short chapters because she sets the suspense so well by giving you this like little staccato vision of like what the gymnasium's like, where they sleep. You know, what the guards are like, what the ants are like.
Yeah, and I mean, that's such a long time.
I know, it was a long time ago there, but I just revisited the first chapter. I'm like, oh, yes, this is what I remember. Again, it's sort of like it just hits you quick, these short chapters, and you just feel almost like slapped almost by the suspense of it all. So that was one I wanted to choose.
Okay, I'm going to yoke two together and just quickly, because the reason these two are short chapters is both of them have to do with a trial. Oh. And then the chapters are going back and forth between testimony of different people. So the first one is called A Burning, and it's by an Indian author, Megha Majumdar. And it's really disturbing story, but it's told through interwoven stories.
Okay. We're back.
We're back. So I was talking about The Burning and another type of book with short chapters, which are trials, so that it goes back and forth with testimonies. And so that book has three interwoven stories, and it's definitely the testimony of people. There's her teacher who testifies that the young woman is on trial for terrorism, and there's her teacher. And then she's also a teacher, so a student of hers. And it's all these intermixed stories, but then there's the trial going on. Mm-hmm. So it's really good. It's a little bit of a disturbing novel, but definitely short chapters. And the other one, which I've talked about before, but because I loved it, is Everyone Knows Your Mother was a Witch. And that is really short chapters. And since so much of the book is kind of based on rumor, so it goes back and forth with all these people talking about Katarina Kepler, who is accused of being a witch and making up all these stories about her. And it's throughout the whole novel. It's just like one person after another. And it really teaches you about the power of rumor and spreading things about people and what can happen through all those different voices.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. So that one was set in the Middle Ages, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll piggyback on that and talk about Cloud Cuckoo Land, which is Anthony Doerr.
Doerr.
And I have to say, it's almost, that leaves me speechless. It's so profound. I have never read Cloud Atlas, but I sort of know the plot of that. And I think it's very similar because it not only is present time. It goes way back to the Middle Ages, and there are very short chapters that sort of set up the people involved. It actually is also set in the 1950s, so it's got all these different timelines. And yet, because of the short chapters, you never really feel lost, because immediately you know, okay, now I'm back in this world, and this is what's happening. And eventually these are going to have tendrils that are going to link up, and I'm starting to get it now. I'm about a third of the way in. And it's just the beauty of historical knowledge, mm-hmm. how it all began, how books are so important and literature is so important. I mean, he's so good at taking you back to the Middle Ages that you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. People used to have to copy books by hand before the printing press. And again, I haven't studied history in a long time or thought about it, and it's really beautifully written, and he's very literary, so it's not something you can speed through.
It has libraries, right?
Yes.
He's a library person.
Yeah. So it's definitely got some library. Yeah. There's been a lot of books about libraries.
Yeah, well, I just read one about bookstores, so we're book people.
Okay.
So I have one more that I thought of, which is Angle of Repose, which is a classic by Wallace Stegner, and it has, the book is really about the history of the Old West, especially Idaho. But the main character is in the present, and he's telling the story of his grandmother. And a lot of the story is told through her letters. So that's another way, I think, that you can have a book with short chapters be successful, because the letters are interspersed throughout the novel, and that tends to make the chapters shorter. I really liked it. I read it because my mother recommended it. Usually it's the other way around. I recommend books to her.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
Yeah, since she lives in California, she was interested in the history of the Old West. It's kind of more Idaho, but anyway, it's a really good book, and I would recommend it, and it has letters in it, so it's short chapters.
It's so funny, because Idaho is another mini world that
In Cloud Cuckoo.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Idaho. It's getting some attention.
Really,
for
I've been there.
All right. The last one I want to talk about isn't even out until May, but I'll just preview it because I think it's really well done. It's called Love Marriage, and it's by an author named Monica Ali, who was Booker Prize shortlisted for a previous book. And here's what I thought when I first started reading it. Oh, this is going to be just some little light venture, because she sets up the short chapters by just character sort of snippets of all the different people she's talking about. There's a couple that's engaged to be married. There's his mother, who's a feminist. There's her parents, who are traditional Indians from India. And so they have their whole, you know, rituals that they like to do. And then she has a brother that's sort of a misfit. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a nice, simple read. But it really has gotten spicy and has some depth to it that I was like, okay, I'm with you. I'm there.
Sounds good.
I like how the short chapter sort of eased you into it. And then it's sort of like, bang, here you go.
Yeah.
Here's some more stuff. So I like that. And I think, I mean, obviously we love to read, but sometimes when your life's busy or hectic, it's nice to have short chapters, because you feel like you can keep going without having to kill 3 hours.
Now, Roxanne and I both loved Crossroads by Franzen, which was a big book with a lot of chapters, and it was weird because it had they weren't short, but they weren't numbered.
Right.
I don't think I've ever read a book without chapters being numbered, which really confused me.
It was driving me crazy. Even though I love that book.
Yeah.
I was actually going to not mention Jonathan Franzen for
because it was been in my mind since you said, let's talk about short chapters.
All right. Well, there's our short podcast on short chapter books.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, Andrea.